Several years ago, there was a boy who went away on a trip to Israel, to Eretz Yisrael. And he was supposed to be there for a few months, and his parents got a message from one of their friends who were recently in Eretz Yisrael, saying that they heard that this young man, unfortunately, was not behaving the way he was supposed to. Unfortunately, from time to time that happens, and of course it's a very sad thing for a parent to hear. The child is so far away. What do they do? So they turned to a Rebbe of their that their family was very close with, and they asked him to go to Eretz Yisrael to speak to this boy. The boy's name was Yanki. And the Rebbe said, okay, I'll make this special trip. I'll speak to the boy. Perhaps he needs some encouragement. Perhaps he needs some help in making arrangements. He's uncomfortable. Maybe something's wrong. I can help him. So the Rebbe goes there to Israel, and he meets up with the boy. And sure enough, he sees that the boy is sad. He's unhappy. Things are not arranged properly for him. So he begins to help him. And one of the ways that he feels that he could encourage this boy is by taking a trip to Gedolei Torah to meet great leaders, great Torah leaders. And he asked Yanki, he said, Yanki, would you come along on a trip? I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. We'll go visit a few of the great leaders of the Jewish people. And Yanki said, of course. And he went from place to place, from Rebbe to Rebbe, very warmly welcomed by all of them. And at each place, the Rebbe would tell the Gadol that Yanki was struggling a little bit, and he needed some help, and he wants a bracha. And the Gadol would give him a bracha, and it would very much encourage Yanki. And they went on to the next place. Finally, they came to a famous Rebbe named Rabbi Yisrael Grossman. Famous man, I'm sure many of you have heard of him, Rabbi Yisrael Grossman in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe turns to Rabbi Yisrael Grossman and he explains the situation to him, and he's looking for a bracha for Yanki. And Rabbi Yisrael Grossman takes Yanki's hand in his hands and he says, I want to tell you a story. A story that just happened very recently. It began many, many years earlier, but just the ending happened just recently. It began in the Second World War. There was a father, Yosef Schwartz, and his son, Shimon. And they were unfortunately in a forced labor camp during the war. And they had to work very, very hard. And they promised each other they would try as hard as they could to stay together. And the father, Yosef, worked extremely hard to try to keep his son close. And for many months, they were successful. And then one day, their greatest fear was realized. The guard came into their barracks, and he read out a list of people that were going to be transferred to a different camp. And on the list was the young Shimon. Father and son were heartbroken and they said goodbye. They cried on each other's shoulders and they promised that one day they would be reunited, if at all possible. The war ended several months later and Yosef Schwartz, the father, survived, and he was really looking to see if his son Yosef had survived as well. Yosef, the father, was looking for his son Shimon to see if he had survived, and he went to every office of every agency that was helping the survivors find each other, and no matter what he did, he couldn't find his son, and he was so broken. He was very, very sad. He decided he's going to build his life again. And he went to the United States, and there he decided that despite the fact that before the war he was a very religious man, he decided he's going to start his life anew, and he's going to throw away all of the Torah in his life. Sadly, he was not going to fulfill any of the Torah. So much so that he went and he found himself a wife that was not even Jewish. And he lived like that for many, many, many years. And he had a son, John, who was obviously not Jewish. And he had this family, his wife and his son. He lived like that for decades, many, many years. One day, when he was an older man, he decided he's going to take a trip to Israel. Why he decided? Maybe deep down, the Pintel Yid inside of him decided, he felt that he has to reconnect even a little bit to his Yiddishkeit. He decided to go to Eretz Yisrael. And on his trip to Eretz Yisrael, one of the stops where the tour took him was to Yad Vashem. I'm sure many of you have heard about Yad Vashem. It's a memorial for many of the people that were lost in the war. And towards the end of the trip, there's a few areas there where you could actually type in names of people who you want to see, who survived, names of people who perished. And Yosef decided that he's going to write in the name of his son Shimon in the computer that has the list of people who died in the war. And he put in the name Shimon Schwartz from this city that he lived in. And lo and behold, nothing came up. This is 50 or 60 years after the war. And he was very perplexed. So he quickly ran over to the computer with the name of all the survivors. And he went to that computer and he typed in his son's name, Shimon Schwartz, from this in the city. And you know what came up? That Shimon Schwartz survived the war. His son survived the war. And he lives in Tel Aviv. So Yosef quickly could not believe what he was seeing. That his son survived the war and he didn't know about it after so many decades. He quickly called the office of Yad Vashem and asked them for a contact information for his son. And he called up his son's house and he told him who he is. And they couldn't believe it. And they agreed to have a meeting. They're going to meet after so many years. They agreed to meet in a hotel in Tel Aviv, in a lounge of a hotel. And they set a certain time in a few hours. And they both came into the hotel. And when they saw each other, they hugged each other, they kissed each other. It's been so many years, they were crying. They thought they had lost each other. And finally, father and son, like they had promised that they would try, were finally reunited. Shimon the son was a very religious man. After the war he had survived. He told his father he decided to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he married a fine woman, raised a nice family. Very nice Torah Jew. But he looks at his father after so many years, an old man. He looks so distant. He looks so far. And Yosef felt embarrassed in front of his son. Look at this. But they began to have a connection. They began to visit each other fairly often. And father and son, Shimon decided to try to learn Torah with his father to get him to keep some mitzvos, etc. And slowly but surely, Yosef started to fulfill some of the mitzvos. But he was declining his health. He was getting weaker and weaker. And after a few weeks, or a few months after this meeting, Yosef Schwartz passed away. When Shimon heard that his father had passed away, his father that he hadn't seen in 50 or 60 years, when he heard that happened, he went quickly running to the United States, where his father had passed away, and he decided he's going to try whatever he could to make sure that in the very least his father should have a proper burial. So he went to the city where his father was living, and in the airport he met up with his father's son, his half-brother. His father had a son from the second marriage, his half-brother named John. And John said, "Oh, I'm so sorry that this happened, but I took care of the arrangements, and the funeral will be in 3 days from now." And Shimon was startled. No, this can't be. He says to his half-brother, he says, "Dad was Jewish. We have to give him a Jewish funeral." And John said, he lived for so many years as a Christian. We have to have a funeral in the church. We have to do everything like a Christian, like a non-Jew. And Shimon started to cry. And he said, "Please, I beg of you, I beg of you. I didn't see my father in 60 years, 50 or 60 years. Maybe you could do me this one favor and please allow me to take my father to bury him in Israel." And his brother John said, "No, nothing doing." So Shimon looked at his half-brother and he said, "Tell me something. Did our father leave over an inheritance? Did he leave over money?" Said, "Yes, actually he left over a very large sum of money, and he instructed the lawyer to split it, half between you and half with me." "And how much was that?" Said, "It was $30 million, 15 for you and 15 for me." And as a last effort, Shimon turned to John and he said, "John, I will give you all of my inheritance if you just allow me to take Dad's body to Israel to have him buried like a Jew." And John said, "Okay." He agreed. And Shimon was able to take his father and bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Now we go back to the story with Yanki. And Rabbi Yisrael Grossman is holding Yanki's hand. And he says, "Yanki, did you hear the story I just told you?" He said, "I asked Shimon. I know Shimon personally. And I asked him, what gave him the strength to give up $15 million? That's a huge sum of money. What gave him the strength to be able to give up $15 million so that he could bury his father in Israel?" And you know what Shimon said? He said, "For 50 or 60 years, I was separated from my father. I didn't have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av, of honoring my father. And here is my chance, one time, once and for all, to give my father a gift for eternity." And it was something that was actually very easy for me. If this is what it would take, that's what I was going to do. And that's why I did it. In the very least, I should have one very large mitzvah of kibud av. So Rabbi Grossman turned to Yanki and he said, "Yanki, you're here in Israel and your parents are in America and they want to hear from you that you're doing so well, that you're behaving so well, and you want to do so well. It's been tough. Give it a little extra effort and that will be a mitzvah of kibud av for your parents, just like Shimon Schwartz did for his father." What a beautiful story.